If you've been stuck in a training plateau and want a proven way to break through it, German volume training might be exactly what you need. German volume training is one of the most time-tested strength and muscle-building programs in the fitness world. Originally used by German weightlifters during the off-season to rapidly build mass, German volume training has stood the test of time for a simple reason: it works. The core principle is straightforward: perform 10 sets of 10 reps on a single compound movement. But in practice, it pushes your muscles to their absolute limit. Whether you're an intermediate lifter or a seasoned gym goer, this method delivers real results when applied correctly. In this guide, you'll learn everything, from structure and execution to recovery, nutrition, and common mistakes to avoid. What is GVT? Before jumping into the workouts, it's important to understand what is GVT and why it has remained a staple in strength training for decades. GVT, short for German training, was popularized in the 1970s by strength coach Charles Poliquin, who introduced it to the English-speaking world after observing its use among elite German weightlifters. The program is built around one core principle: high volume, moderate weight, and short rest periods. You pick one primary compound movement, such as a squat, bench press, or barbell row, and perform 10 sets of 10 repetitions using approximately 60% of your 1 rep max, 1 RM. This approach stimulates significant muscle growth through mechanical tension and metabolic stress. It is particularly effective for intermediate to advanced lifters who already have a solid training foundation and are ready to take their physique to the next level. German volume training workout, the 10x10 structure. The German volume training workout follows a very specific structure that separates it from conventional programs. Each session centers around one primary compound lift performed for 10 sets of 10 reps. Rest periods are typically 60 to 90 seconds for isolation exercises and 90 to 120 seconds for heavy compound lifts. Here is a sample upper/lower split. Day 1, chest and back. Bench press, 10x10. Bent over row, 10x10. Incline dumbbell fly, 3x12. Day 2, legs and ABS. Back squat, 10x10. Romanian deadlift, 10x10. Plank hold, 3x45 seconds. Day 3, rest. Day 4, shoulders and arms. Seated dumbbell press, 10x10. Barbell curl, 10x10. Tricep dip, 3x12. The weight should feel manageable in the early sets. By set 7 through 10, you should be pushing hard to complete every rep with clean, controlled form. German training rewards discipline, not ego lifting. German volume training plan, how to structure your week. Following a structured German training plan is the key to getting results without overtraining. Most versions of the program run on a 3-day on, 1-day off cycle, training approximately 3 to 4 times per week. Here is a typical weekly layout. Monday, chest and back, 10x10 focus. Tuesday, legs and ABS, 10x10 focus. Wednesday, rest. Thursday, shoulders and arms, 10x10 focus. Friday, rest or light cardio. Saturday, optional deload or repeat. Start at 60% of your 1 RM. Once you can complete all 10 sets of 10 reps with solid form, increase the weight by 2.5 to 5% in the next session. Progression is the goal, never rush it. Most lifters run German training in 4 to 6-week blocks before transitioning to a lower volume, higher intensity phase. This prevents burnout and keeps the nervous system fresh for future training cycles. Benefits of German volume training. There are several compelling reasons why lifters keep returning to this program. Here are the key benefits of German volume training. 1. Rapid muscle growth. The 10x10 structure creates intense mechanical tension across the target muscle, triggering substantial hypertrophy over time. 2. Improved work capacity. completing 100 total reps per exercise builds cardiovascular endurance and mental toughness alongside raw muscle. 3. Strength gain as consistent exposure to heavy compound movements at volume naturally increases your overall strength base. 4. Time efficiency because sessions focus on fewer exercises, workouts remain targeted, usually 45 to 60 minutes long. 5. Plateau breaking if you've been stuck on the same weights for months, the volume shock from German volume training is often exactly what breaks through stubborn plateaus and reignites muscle growth. Whether you're a bodybuilder, athlete, or someone looking to transform their physique, these benefits are hard to ignore. German volume training for weight loss. Most people associate high volume training with bulking, but German training for weight loss is a very real and effective approach, too. Here's why: the 10x10 format burns a significant number of calories per session due to sustained muscular effort. Beyond that, building more lean muscle through this program raises your resting metabolic rate, RMR, meaning your body burns more calories even at rest. To use this approach for fat loss, pair it with a moderate calorie deficit, typically 300 to 500 calories below your maintenance level. Prioritize protein intake, around 0.8, 1g per pound of body weight, to preserve muscle while shedding fat. Avoid cutting calories too aggressively. A severe deficit will impair recovery and make completing 10 sets of 10 reps extremely difficult. A sustainable deficit combined with consistent German training is the winning formula for visible, lasting results. Common mistakes to avoid. Even experienced lifters make errors when starting out. Here are the most important ones to watch. 1. Going too heavy too soon. Start at exactly 60% of your 1 RM. By set 7, you'll understand why. German training demands respect. Loading too much weight leads to form breakdown and injury. 2. Skipping rest days. Recovery is not optional. Your muscles need time to repair after the volume load. Skipping rest days leads to overtraining and stalled progress. 3. Neglecting nutrition. You cannot out-train a poor diet. Your muscles need protein and carbohydrates to rebuild between sessions. Dial in your nutrition before starting this program. 4. Rushing through sets. Each rep should be controlled, especially on the lowering phase. Rushing defeats the purpose of the volume and dramatically increases injury risk. 5. Changing exercises too often. Stick to the same compound movements throughout a block. Consistency in exercise selection is what drives adaptation with German training. Track your nutrition with Calorie Tracker Buddy. German training puts serious demands on your body, which means your nutrition needs to be just as disciplined as your workouts. That's where Calorie Tracker Buddy comes in. Calorie Tracker Buddy is a smart, AI-powered app designed to make tracking simple, accurate, and even enjoyable. Here's what makes it stand out. Camera with flash meal snap, snap a photo of your food and get instant calorie and macro breakdowns. Input numbers macro tracking, monitor protein, carbs, and fats to fuel recovery and muscle growth. Droplet hydration reminders, stay on top of your daily water intake automatically. Chart increasing goal predictions, see exactly how each meal impacts your progress in real time. PawPrints Virtual Buddy, a motivational companion that grows with every healthy choice you make. Link Fitness Sync, connect with Google Fit to track steps and calorie burn seamlessly. Whether your goal is building muscle or burning fat, Calorie Tracker Buddy keeps your nutrition on point every single day. Conclusion. German volume training is not for the faint of heart, but for those who commit, the results are undeniable. Follow the right structure, progress gradually, recover properly, and keep your nutrition tight. Use a tool like Calorie Tracker Buddy to stay consistent on the diet side. Trust the process, and this program will deliver. FAQs. Q1, how long should I follow this program? ANS, most experts recommend 4 to 6 week blocks, followed by a deload or lower volume phase. Q2, is this program suitable for beginners? ANS, It's best suited for intermediate to advanced lifters with a solid base in compound movements. Q3, how much rest should I take between sets? ANS, 60 to 90 seconds for isolation exercises, 90 to 120 seconds for compound lifts. Q4, can I add cardio to this program? ANS, light cardio is fine. Avoid high-intensity cardio sessions that compromise recovery between training days.